It's not easy for rural pharmacies to stay open, especially independent ones. And if a drugstore closes, that can leave entire counties unserved. In South Dakota, one rural pharmacy has turned itself into a tourist attraction to help keep its doors open for locals who depend on it. Rail Science, with our partner KFF Health News, brings us the story.
Colorful hand-painted signs dot Interstate 90 for hundreds of miles across three states, telling drivers how far they are from Waldrug. It draws more than 2 million visitors each year to a town of fewer than 700 people. The Waldrug Pharmacy has been open for almost 100 years. Waldrug, the tourist attraction, now takes up nearly an entire block. It's kind of like a Western-themed amusement-filled mall. Waldrug advertises its free ice water and 5-cent coffee. Visitors can pan for gold and shop for souvenirs like plush jackalopes, mythical jackrabbits with antelope horns. Tourist Alex Davis decided to visit Waldrug during a road trip to Yellowstone National Park.
When I saw there was a little pharmacy, I thought I'd grab something that I needed.
Okay, just find that. Everything okay?
Yes. Right.
She bought Dramamine to treat car sickness. The pharmacy is sandwiched between the Fudge Shop and the Rock and Mineral Shop within Waldrug. It's a real pharmacy, one tourist said walking by, and it's Stacy Schultz's local pharmacy.
Well, during the summer, it's kind of hectic.
Schultz lives in town and works at the local health clinic, where she sees a lot of summer tourists. When they need prescriptions, she sends them to Waldrug.
And then we tell them to get fudge before they leave.
Schultz is on a first-name basis with the pharmacy staff.
Yeah, I know Cindy. Our kids are friends.
Cindy Dinger is Waldrug's sole pharmacist. She said the pharmacy would struggle to survive on its own without the tourist attraction.
All this stuff around us, you know, the poster and print shop, the boot shop, the fudge shop, the cafe, they pay our bills.
Those bills are higher for independent drugstores because they can't negotiate the same medication discounts as big chains. And staffing is a major challenge for rural pharmacies. Dinger is the only pharmacist who lives in Wall. To take a sick day, she needs a fill-in from Rapid City, nearly an hour away.
You know, to just cover my relief, but, you know, you take what you can get and try to schedule around it, and hopefully it all works out.
Thank you. Thank you.
Waldrug is a lifeline for locals, whether they need routine medication or treatment for something more unusual. Dinger once gave antibiotics to a park ranger who was bitten by a prairie dog.
You never know what kind of diseases they might be carrying.
Without Waldrug, prairie dog bite victims would be in trouble. The National Park Service is warning the public that some of the animals carry the plague. I'm Ariel Zients in Wall, South Dakota.